keeping it real loud on Real Radio 104.1. Wear your nightcap of comedy. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. All brand new shows every night this week. I truly appreciate it. No, we truly appreciate it. I'm joined the virtual studio with my comedy brethren. By the way, I'm Ken Miller. If you didn't recognize this country ass voice, but I'm joined in virtual studio, my comedy brother, that man you hear laughing. It's the host of the Lowdown, which has been nominated. Okay, excuse me. The show that is next to his show.
Yeah, there you go.
Has been nominated for an Emmy, but you're Emmy nominated because you're with him.
It's been nominated to be nominated to be nominated for an Emmy nomination. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's easy. I'm on an Emmy nominated channel.
Ken, you're closer. There you go. Ken, you're closer. Ken, you're closer to getting an Emmy right now. That's.
I don't even know a girl named Emmy. So yeah.
That's James John. What up, brother?
Bro, I'm feeling good now. I'm just gonna make up useless facts from now on. Just pretend they're true.
Yeah, I'm not listening to him no more.
If you listened last night, James thought the dude that played Napoleon Dynamite is playing Elvis.
And I got a new one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your new one?
I was in the movie Hook as that little fat black kid. That was me, y'all.
And you're not making that up. You know what you should do, James? You should do one of those TikToks. There's that trend now where it's like they show like a woman, someone will be just holding up the phone on their face, and they'll be like, "Everybody says that movie was 30 years ago. Are they really gonna remember you?" And then they put up like the picture of who they were as a child star. You should totally do that for that Peter Pan roly poly dude. Yeah, and I swear people would be like, "Yeah, that's him. That's definitely him.
That kid's gonna call you.
Yeah, no, he's gonna make a TikTok from his halfway house and be like, "That's not me."
He's gonna make a TikTok from his McDonald's he works at.
Hey, bro. I'm laughing because I was telling James as we were talking about social media the other day. Mm-hmm. His bacon video is hilarious to me. Yeah, about how the amount of bacon you eat takes time off your life. And Jay's like, "Well, I should be." Damn, and then he just dies. Like it's hilarious. And I was so mad that video didn't go viral. Like, I
thank you.
It's hilarious to me, bro.
I think we did that as a monologue joke on the Lowdown and then turned into a sketch. Yeah.
That's hilarious, man. That other voice you hear is my brother, Mike Herlihy. What up, Michael?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Other than the fact that bookers are now apparently like females because none of them call me back. So,
damn. You know.
Mike,
that's not how we play the game anymore. You got to tell them crazy stuff now. Mike has just been hired to open up for Jesus.
That's right.
On a 3-day tour.
That's right. Wow. He had his choice of 10 apostles, and he went with me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike, you need
I'm Jewish and that scared
fortune.
Me.
You need to put that fortune feepster credit in that email, bro.
You know what I'm doing, man? Look, bookers, if you're listening, here's the thing. I'm on to you. All right. I'm on to you. I see you out there paying us $200, but you're charging $25 and filling our room with 100. Bro. So look, you either book me or you're creating competition, because I'm just going to swing into your town and book the venue right across from you now. That's what I'm doing now. I'm going to do my own shows.
All right.
Yeah. I like that. I like energy.
So you can either get me for 50 cents or you're going to lose millions.
That's right. There you go, Mike.
Hey,
that's play the game. There you go.
That's how you play, bro. What's funny about that, man? I call myself the Cleveland Browns of booking because I send out 40 bookings and get one reply. Yeah. 1 in 39, Mike. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is, the booker that replied back to me replied with a date that ain't on my list of dates.
Of course. Yep, that's how they do it.
You send over your avails. You send over the avails. And the only month you're off in like October, or only month you're not off in October, is the one they offer you. And it's like, dude, did you read my email?
Yeah,
like,
They don't. Yeah, they don't. Any other voice with us is from the law office of Kaufman and Lynn, the Under Oak podcast. And he got something great coming up, man. He's taking 500 in the hood. We say 100, baby, 100. H-N-H-U-N-D-A, 100. people to go see Thor. One of my good friends, Mr. Jeff Kaufman, is here. Jeff, talk about Under Oath. Talk about Thor. Talk about these bitches, yo.
I'm taking 500 Franklins to the movies with me, man. That's how I'm doing this. I love the idea of taking everybody to the movies. We're going to Thor next Thursday. We're doing our own premiere, you know. Mm-hmm. And nothing is greater when you stick 500 people are excited to be there in the theater. It's the best theater. I take Jacob to the same movie 2 days later, and it's so depressing. It's like tumbleweed is going by. Yeah, you know, people are into the movie. So if you go to, all you have to do is email me at contests@kaufmanlynn.com for a free pair of tickets. All you got to do is ask. Yeah. You know, there's
500 comic book geeks in an enclosed area. Bring your nose plugs. There you go.
Oh, it's great, man. People love this stuff. And, you know, it's always strange because you see people later. I went to a convention about a month ago, and I'm walking in, and the woman who's working the door goes, "I went to one of your movies."
I was like, oh, man.
Nice, that's so cool. I like that. I like that the love is expanding.
The love is expanding
through Orange County. Instead of me just doing commercials, I'm giving back. I'm like,
you do a good job. You really do, yeah, Jay.
You really do, brother.
I had the privilege of going to two of your movies, Mr. Kaufman, the Spider-Man, and I was at the Batman movie as well. I had a great time both times because the people that come out really do love you, man. They really.
Well, I mean, look at all the people there. They're all happy to be there.
Yes, there's a buzz in the theater.
You know, normally when you go alone, you're uncomfortable. When you go to this movie, everybody is excited about being
there. And they love each other. Everybody's cool with each other. It's a great time. We take pics. We hang out. So thank you for doing what you do, Brian. I can't wait for Thor. I'm pumped up about this one.
What happens to me is I normally sit in the top row. I sit in the far right corner in the crappiest seat in the theater. And every once in a while, I look down and I'm going, man, everybody is having a good time. And I did that.
Yeah, you did.
And that makes me feel cool about that. My girl looks over at me. She goes, stop it. I'm like, what? She goes, you're too busy paying attention to everybody else. I said, I love that. Everyone's having a good time. Because I miss half the movie because I'm too busy going, well, everyone's watching.
That's good, man. That's good that you did something good for people and you can look at it and be like, man, I did that. That's dope.
Amen.
It makes you feel good.
Jeff, how's the podcast going, man? Who's been your guest for the past couple weeks?
Oh, we've been kept. Guests are great, man. I love some of our guests. We got the sheriff, Grady Judd, from Polk County on this week.
That's the funny one, right?
That's the one who has all the lines. I asked him about it. I like to ask the questions that nobody wants to ask. Not how do you feel about this? No, I'm like going, you know, you're bringing crazy people into your county, like to catch a predator. Mm-hmm. I said, you're like the FBI for Florida. I mean, you're covering everything.
He was the one that told everybody, if they break in your house, shoot them.
Yeah. And I got Adam Richman from Man Versus Food a week from
now. That's cool.
Now I'm so excited to talk to him about the food because I found out something interesting about him. When he did a food challenge, they would rig the food challenge. They would make it worse.
Really?
If it was spicy, they would make it twice as spicy because they wanted him to fail. And it would screw him up. I mean, it would physically hurt him.
He had to stop at some point and let other people start doing the challenges, right?
Yeah, so I love the guests we're getting. We get everyone from like the OJ, you know, from the OJ trial. It could be like a legal guy and suddenly like a celebrity. And then suddenly a guy who, you know, like the guy who got pulled over and charged with meth because he had Krispy Kreme donuts in his car.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And Ryan looks over at the guy and goes, you look a little methy. And, and I love having Ryan Holmes with me because Ryan out of nowhere will just say the craziest thing.
You guys can get anybody. Normally. Yeah. You guys get everybody. I bet you could even get Yamanika Saunders. I'm like Ken Miller. Tammy Pescatelli? Nope. Yamanika Saunders? Nope.
Nope.
Hey, every time I hit y'all up, man, before we go to this, every time, Jeff, thank you so much for putting these movies together for people. And if you're listening, like Jeff said, man, make sure you hit them up so you can get those movie tickets to go see Thor. He's taking 500 people to go see Thor. And also make sure you check out the podcast Under Oath on Saturdays on Real Radio, or you can search for it on Real Radio. Look up Under Oath Podcast and you can find it and listen
Apple,
to all
Spotify, the everything. Apple, you can even say Alexa Spotify. Right now. You can say Under Oath, Alexa, play Under Oath with Jeff Kaufman and she'll play.
And you know, the crazy thing is if somebody listened to this right now and they just said Alexa, the Alexa probably just.
Let me try that. Alexa, play Under Oath with Jeff Kaufman.
Yeah. But man, so yeah, we've been having issues the past couple of weeks getting guests on. And I feel so bad because it's always like last minute. I hit you guys up. I'm like, I got somebody. Corey got us Holcomb a guest.
We're supposed to be on with us. Yeah.
And then every time I say I ain't got nobody for the first time, James is like, OMG. Exclamation.
It's so true. Like, hey man.
I was like, man, Mom, I'm sorry. It's like, hey guys, check this out. We're going out tonight. I got four beautiful women that's gonna meet us. I promise y'all, they bad. We get you the bar, hey man. So one of them could make it, so the rest say they not coming.
The other three.
But I do that to y'all for 5 weeks straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we at home lonely with sore hands.
James, I promise you, bro. They gonna be here tonight, bro. He texted me. Hey, she sent me a picture of them doing the little makeup from regular face to makeup face. She sent me a TikTok, and then that's James. So one of the girls' face broke out from the makeup TikTok. But I got you next week, bro.
That's so funny,
Mike. I promise you, bro. They go meet us at Green Ghost. All these beautiful women.
But that's why we treat, when we do get a guest on, we treat them so well, because they're like, oh, I just don't want to mess up this interview. It's like, dude, you showed up. You already won. You're already a 10.
And dude, if you go to YouTube, we don't have many views, but the views we do have are all of shows that has somebody. You know, I think TK Kirtland is one of our most viewed recent shows.
Because I will say that whenever we get the guests on, we're like, we just need you for like 14 minutes. And then it's always at the end of 14 minutes. Do you guys mind if I stay on for a couple? Like,
I also feel too, because most of the time they're comics. And comics just love talking to comics. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, bro, I watched the IG live today of four comedians just talking. Like, had nothing to do with me. Had nothing. Absolutely. They were talking about comedy and about a young comedian that's been doing some bad stuff in the industry, and they're trying to set this comedian straight. And I was sitting there watching it, and it was just It sounded like me talking to comedians at the other bar, telling them what to do right.
I wish I could remember the name of this comedian I saw today. It wasn't someone I recognized, but he was on a podcast. It was on TikTok. And he was saying there's basically three types of people doing comedy right now. There's the guys and gals who just shouldn't be doing it. You know, they're just bad. They're just horrible. He's like, then there's the good comics. There's good working comics out there. He's like, and then there's this group of comics that do just well enough that it's going to ruin their life. He's like, there, and we know a guy on the scene who, God bless him, he has a great career, but he keeps showing up and trying to do comedy, and he hasn't got any further or any better in years and years and years. And I felt like as soon as they said there's the people out there who will let it ruin their life, I know who you're talking about. There's those people who are just going to keep chasing the dragon, chasing the dream, and put away other things. Like, I always said, if I could do anything better than this, I'd be doing it. Yeah. Like, honestly, I wish. I see people building stuff and working with their hands, and I want to do that.
Disagree with that, man, because some people are good at what they do, and they're unhappy doing it. That's why every lawyer is doing something else. Mm-hmm. They're writing books. They're doing this because you could be good at something and be wealthy and be unhappy in that job.
Oh, sure. Sure you can. But I'm talking about from a standpoint of if you're picking one career, if you're picking a career, like, honestly, I wish I had something else. Like, I'm trying to get my kids into making something. I want, my grandfather was able to build anything out
trade,
of anything.
Some kind of trade.
Yeah, I want to trade. I want to be good at something, because what happens tomorrow if I can't talk anymore? Then I can't scam people out of money.
Wow.
That is true. Hey, with that being said, we got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I went home to North Carolina for my family reunion this past week.
Where's the t-shirt?
It's a Tyler Perry show.
It was in that was racist. It's in my suitcase. But when we come back, I do have a question for Jeff and Mike. I want to ask y'all something.
Talk to racist Jeff a little more when we get back from the break.
Jeff, we're going to talk to RJ when we come back. Because I just want to know if you guys do this in your community the same way that Black folks do it in their community. So we'll be right back. Real Ass Real Radio 104.1. We're back, Real Radio 104.1. And remember, guys, we're your nightcap of comedy. If you have a chance, please go to Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and follow our pages. If you miss any of our shows, go over to iHeartRadio, search Real Laughs, and you can listen to the podcast and download them. And if you want to see these beautiful ass faces, go to YouTube and you can watch some of our clips, man. I'm joined the virtual studio with James John, Jeff Kaufman, and Mike Curley. Miguel Colon Jr. is off because he has a show. I went home this weekend, guys. I went home to my family reunion, my father's side family reunion.
McAdoo's
Harrison's. I went home. First of all, shout out to Publix. Publix is now in North Carolina. My brothers. They didn't see the excitement. They were like, "What's so? It's a grocery store." I said, "Bro, it's Publix. Like y'all got a Publix?
Piggly Wiggly or something?"
No, they're just there. Because, you know, okay. North Carolina has, I think Piggly Wiggly is more South Carolina, but North Carolina has Food Lion, Harris Teeter.
They still got Albertsons?
Milo. No Albertsons in Greensboro. It might be somewhere, but not in, what is the other one, dude? It's another one they got that's like it's their Publix. You know, that top shelf type grocery store. But it was a Publix there, and I was super excited because it's like a piece of Florida. Oh, yeah, they have Whole Foods. They have Whole Foods. They have all of those weirdo ones. But I was excited because it's a piece of Florida for me. Because, like, you know, James, I've been here since 2004. So now I'm 18 years here. I spent 18 years of my life in North Carolina. So I think, and then I spent 9 years of my life in the military running around. So I think once I hit 19 years, I think I considered a Floridian now and no longer North Carolinian. Am I Floridian now?
You're Floridian. No,
never.
Yes, absolutely. You are where your hometown is.
Born in Florida to be a Floridian.
No, that's not so at all. All the Easterners moved here. Everybody 100%. From Ohio moved here. Miami wouldn't exist if it wasn't for 100%. Moved from
Okay, so let's go around. So, Jeff, you're telling me I'm in Florida, now I'm Floridian.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
James, what you saying? What you saying?
You're Floridian, brother. Bro, you're a Floridian. If you spent Christmases here in this weather in 80 degrees more than 5 years, you are Floridian. You don't know anything else but this. You're Floridian, bro.
So what you saying, Mike? Mike, you saying I'm still a North Carolinian?
North Carolinian.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate
that. That's where you were born, man. You can't change that. Doesn't matter how long you spend somewhere else. I know people like that were in Connecticut, but they were born out of state, but they were babies when they moved to Connecticut, and we still give them crap for not being from Connecticut. They've never known any other place.
You're an Easterner. You can tell in your voice. You're like, oh, he's from the East. You know, you don't believe.
Well, I've been living here since I was 8, which is the majority of my life, and I still don't consider myself a Floridian.
Because you don't blend, but I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm in the morning to you, Michael.
Yeah,
I actually thought of something from the last segment when you called me racist, and I was thinking to myself,
let's clarify who called you racist.
I must have been
Ken called me racist, and it's cool because I mean he knows I got lawn jockeys in front of my apartment. You know he knows what that's about.
You pay them well.
yeah, I mean better than being homeless. I mean, sorry, 11/11/17.
You good.
No, but what I'm saying is that I was thinking how great a segment would you be if the segment was called Ask a Black Man and white guys could ask you questions. And imagine just how crazy because a lot of white guys are really uncomfortable with asking questions about things. Like I think when I think of a family reunion in North Carolina, I imagine, you know, my racist ass thinks, okay, there's going to be barbecue. There's going to be, all
barbecue.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's all that. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just because it's a stereotype don't mean it's not true.
It was barbecue, fried fish, fried chicken, plenty of food. It was our first family. Okay, now let me break this down to you guys. You know me. I didn't grow up with my father. I don't know my father's side that well. Like, I know them, but I don't know them the way I know the Millers. You know what I mean? The family I grew up with that raised me. Mm-hmm. So me going, I was going really to... I know two of my aunts and cousins, but yeah, to connect. That was my main thing, which I did. I got to connect. They got to see my kids. I took Junior, I took Jazzy, I took Layla. I took Layla with me too. My wife didn't get to go to the festivities because she wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. But I had a good time. But Jeff and Mike, so this is where my question comes in for you two.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There was a lady there that is my cousin, right? But I've called her my aunt my whole life. And now the reason I call her my aunt is her and my mama were best friends before my mama passed away.
Yeah.
Your birth mama?
Yeah, my second mom.
Okay.
Not my birth mama, my adopted mom.
Okay.
Now understand this. I didn't know she was my cousin until a couple years ago. I did not know that. Oh. But I always called this lady Aunt Nita my whole life. But I realized this growing up, and James, I want to know if the same with you. In the Black community, somebody in our neighborhood will be a good friend of your mom, and we'll call her aunt.
Absolutely.
Or we'll call her mom. Or I have friends who are like my best friends that I call brother, and my kids call them uncle. Like my best friend Angel is Uncle Angel to my kids. And I got nieces that call me Uncle Ken cousins that call me Uncle Ken because I'm more of an uncle figure than a cousin figure. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, Mike and Jeff, in your
I'd like to speak for the white community. And okay. I will speak for all the white and Jewish community.
Let me finish the question real quick.
All right.
Does in your community and for you whiteys, do you guys do that? Do you guys do like, hey, you got a best friend that you could call your brother, so your kids call him uncle, or you got some lady in your community? You do?
Absolutely. Never, in fact, my partner Craig, my kids call my partner Craig Uncle Craig, and they used to call my ex partner Uncle Matt, but when we stopped being partners, they just call him Matt now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can lose that uncle status by doing something. But
amen. Amen.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because my kids actually, since the rest of my family lives down in South Florida, my two brothers, everything like that, my kids have kind of grown up with Kevin White being around more often than any of my family. So Kevin's been come for years, comes to their birthday parties when I have them, comes Christmas, he'll show up with gifts for them and stuff like that. And they know him as Uncle Kevin. They've known him like that forever. So Uncle Kev and his wife, they think of as more of the aunt and uncle. And I've told him before, I'm like, you know, the day Uncle Kev doesn't work at Universal or Disney anymore is the day we don't go to Universal or Disney anymore because I can't get the free passes. And, you know, they've met Jeff before and they call him Uncle Cracker. So,
yeah. hey, when you're Jewish, you'll take cracker. Yeah, there's worse than
that. It's a matzah. It's a matzah.
Like, look at that Uncle Jew bag. No, you'll take cracker.
Yeah, Uncle. Wow. Well, Uncle, I'll tell you what. You keep getting them into Jeff, honestly, you keep getting them into movie premieres the day before the movie comes out. You'll be hitting Uncle status in no time. My kids, no matter what I do, I know we talked about it last segment, but no matter what I've done that I thought was good parenting in my life, my oldest still tells me about, he's like, remember that time? We got to see Spider-Man before anyone else saw Spider-Man. I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah. Uncle Jeff took care of that.
Uncle Jeff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, Uncle Jubag took care of that.
Uncle Jubag.
So James, who's in your family that's not your family, but you call them like a family name?
I'm actually going to bring up an example of Michelle's family on her side, actually. It happens in the Spanish community all the time. She has a really good friend of her mom's that grew up with her mom. They grew up together as best friends. And that's her Aunt Susan. That's always been her Aunt Susan. So when my kids were growing up, they heard my wife call her Aunt Susan. So that's now their aunt as well. And we treat her like family. We don't even consider her not a blood relative. So, yeah, like, so that happens all the time. But in the Black community, people that you grow up with are either your brothers or they just become your cousin. That's your cousin.
I got 175. I'll go home with my kids. My kid, I'll be like, yo, this is my cousin Mariel. Like, who is his mama? Yeah. Oh, Miss Rose. Not Aunt Rose. No, Miss Rose.
Miss Rose. That's,
cousin. Our family tree is more like a forest.
Bro. Oh. Something I find whole. We find whole new trees with my dad.
Like, my kids have called Angel my best friend. Angel, my Angel, because we have my Angel and we have Pedro Angel from Monsters. So I always have, because people know both Angels.
Yeah,
sure. So like my boy Angel, my kids have called him Uncle Angel forever. And then we went home this past weekend. My best friend Alex, they call him Uncle Alex. They've always called him that, and neither one of them are my brothers. but they're my brothers. You know what I mean? Understood. Like, in friendship wise. So they've always done it. So I was just curious if you guys did that, which brings up my next question. Mm-hmm. The cookout. Anytime a white person does something good, black people say they're invited to the cookout.
The cookout. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Do you guys have something where if a black person does something that's like considered white, do y'all invite us anywhere? Like, what are we invited to?
Oh, Ken, you've never heard that when someone introduces you to their other white friends? Like, this is Ken. He's one of the good ones.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. Yes! That's the cookout. That's the cookout for white people.
Yes. You know, that's it's worse. There's worse. There's worse. There is worse.
Come on, Jim.
It's like Ken's my friend, but he's a little uppity, so you got to relax.
Oh, you know? Wow.
Oh, he speaks so well.
Oh, I get that one. Oh, I've had people tell me that and thought they were complimenting me. Yeah.
Like, James, you're so well spoken.
Hey, do you guys get like black gifts from white people? Because white people get me Jewish gifts. They go, I saw this Jewish star and I was thinking of you. And I'm like going, I don't like go out and get a bunch of velvet Elvises for you guys, velvet Jesuses. But I had a good friend of mine's wife.
Wow.
Used to, she'd see anything Jewish and she would deliver it to my door. And I'd be like, I look at her, I go, you do realize this is some really racist stuff. This is bad. Yeah. This is just because you think you're thinking, you know, it's nice to do. I mean, but the equivalent would be like going, oh, I got Ken a bunch of these rap CDs. I saw them. What the hell are you talking about?
Be Puffy and Biggie.
Yeah. And not like the good stuff. I'm talking like, you know.
I've actually been at a show where it was me, James, and Miguel. And after the show, it was out in, wasn't that Inverness? Was that?
Or was that?
The event center.
Oh, the event. No, Inglewood.
Inglewood. Yeah, we're at this event center. Yeah, and people came right up to the table and just went up to James and Miguel and like, you know, at first we were worried, but then we realized y'all ain't like the other ones. You guys are good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's real.
And they said it not even in a funny way. Like, they were giving them a great compliment.
And you still sold your stuff. Guess what?
No, oh, yeah.
We don't get how racist you are. Mike's, we will take your money.
Mike's not telling you the best part. Guess who that was?
Who?
The group. The Proud Boys.
Wow.
Before they were in the news, we didn't know who they were. They told us their name. And it wasn't until years later I realized who that was.
They said they were just a misunderstood drinking club.
Yep. Yep. True story, guys. Proud
That's
boy.
The way I feel about myself. I feel I'm a
misunderstood. You're a misunderstood drinking club of one. One they member, one VIP.
Yeah, well, we all are. All four of us are all misunderstood drinking. Matter of fact, we can just be the proud ass boys. We all misunderstood drinking dudes. The four of us.
we're still looking for our official bar of real laughs. So reach out. Yeah,
if you listened to the show last night, we are still looking for our official bar for real laughs. So if you have a bar you want us to come by, we can record, check it out, and so you become our official bar. Please send us a message in IG. We got about a minute left. Mike and Jeff, you're invited to the cookout.
Ooh.
Jeff, what are you bringing?
Good question.
I'm gonna go out and get some really high end meat and have you cook it.
Whoa! Okay.
Mike,
what are you
bringing to
the cookout?
Don't do it, Mike.
I'm not available that day.
Wow, who you opening for?
I'm not available that day.
Who you opening for though?
I just heard on the news Mike Herlihy is opening up for Jesus and Elvis.
Well, probably got to open for Jesus and Elvis sooner than Yamanika Saunders. I'll tell you that much. Who is at the Improv this Friday and Saturday. Two shows. Go check her out. She is hilarious.
We got to go to commercial break. When we come back, I use a renting service that's like Airbnb for cars. We'll talk about it. It was cool but scary.
Pretty dope.
We'll be right back. Real Labs, Real Radio 104.1.
Reminded.
We're back. Real Laughs, Real Radio 104.1, your nightcap of comedy. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to all brand new shows this week, man. If you want to, make sure you go follow us, Jay. Stop, bro. Go follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Go to YouTube, subscribe to our channel, and also go to iHeartRadio, search Real Laughs, and download our podcast. We have been having so much fun this week, man. I love these guys. Miss hanging out with these guys. Miguel couldn't make it. Miguel got shows. Shout out to Miguel also for getting me booked at a corporate gig in Puerto Rico. I don't know how it's going to go, but we are about to see.
Well, look at you guys.
So I'm about to do that, like, man. Last segment, man, we talked about family reunion. I went home for my family reunion. Also, if you're listening, if you got a bar, and you want Real Laughs to come by to chill at your bar, record our show, and become our official bar, make sure you send us a message on Instagram or Facebook. I drove home this weekend because flights were a mother. And I took my whole family. I took Junior, who's 22, and Junior's 6 feet two. My daughter's 16. She's tall. Layla ain't tall, but she talk a lot. And then, you know, my wife had surgery, so she needed a roast to lay on.
Yeah.
So I couldn't take the Corolla. I couldn't take the Audi. So I had to rent a car. Okay. James, originally, I went to Enterprise. I found a nice little mid-size SUV. Good price. Yeah. They wanted $300 for the what is it? The whole fee.
Deposit.
Deposit. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. It's always good to have a smart white friend from
Valencia. Three friends who understand.
$300
for the deposit.
$300 deposit. Yeah. So my wife told me about a service called Turo. Turo is you can rent someone's car.
That's crazy.
So I went on the app and I found a nice SUV. I had to drive a little ways to get out by the airport, but it was fine. It was only like $50 a day. No deposit. I got a discount. If you do more than 3 days, you get a discount. You can do insurance. You can do all that. I said, dope. I'm getting this. I got it. I pull up. He had a lockbox on the window. Mike, I knocked the lockbox. I got the key. Got in. Drove it.
Wow.
Can I tell my story?
Please do.
I thought you had been.
I'm terrified. Okay. I was terrified. I don't know what it is about driving someone else's car.
It ain't yours.
Driving a car from Enterprise.
I get it. I
was terrified. As I'm driving to North Carolina, I'm going to St. Augustine, and a rock comes and chips the windshield.
I'm on
my way there, and it chips the windshield. So now I'm like, now I got to report this. I already paid the insurance, so I'm like, I'm going to have to pay $500. In my head, not knowing that it's Florida, he gets a free.
You get a free one every year, yeah.
So I get to North Carolina. I'm driving everywhere. I'm putting mad miles on this dude car, bro. Mad miles on this dude car. It's costing me $85 to fill this tank up every time I got to fill it up because it's an SUV. And I'm heading back. And I had to have the car back about 4:30, and I got stuck in 8 traffic jams coming home. Like, the 7-hour drive took me 10 hours. Mm-hmm. So I'm terrified. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to send this guy a message about the chip windshield. I'm running late. I'm not going to have time to clean the car out. And he was like, yo, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Aww.
I was like, hey, thank you.
Here's the reason why if I return a rental car, I don't worry about the guy in the rental car line kicking my ass.
Never.
The guy's gonna go, whatever, it'll hit your insurance.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Drop that car over to somebody's house, that's what you do to my baby.
Jeff, I said that exact same thing. I told my wife, I said, when I'm driving an Enterprise, I will be going 65 in neutral.
Yeah,
it's a rental car. I don't care. I tear a rental car up. I said, but when it's somebody else's car. She was like, it's the same thing. I said, but it's not.
No,
it's not the same thing.
Because I got to go see that person face to face when I return that car.
Yeah.
It's their car.
At the same time, if this man loved this car like this was his baby and he's renting that baby out, that's on you. That's on you.
No, I never worry about a corporation whooping my ass. Like I said. This is a human being who's going, listen, I do this because I have a job. I need this car to rent out tomorrow. You think the guy at Hertz cares if he can't rent this car tomorrow? He goes, there's 50 other. I'll move it over. But if this is his whole form of income and he's got to keep it inside because the glass company's coming, man,
business is business. You know all this when you go into it. I'm sure there's a ton of paperwork and everything to become one of these people. And like those are the risks you take. That's what you do.
Well, I gave Buddy 5 stars. Shout out to Casey at Turo. He was dope.
Thanks, Casey Turo.
So I'm gonna go around the room. I'm gonna start with you, James. James,
okay, start with me, bro.
Would you rent your car out?
Like if I had a situation where I didn't have to use my car, absolutely. Why not? Because if you can get insurance and you can get it in the actual service you're doing insured, why would I not? Honestly, because I have a car people would love, because I have a Honda Civic, which is great on gas right now. So I would probably make a killing renting my car out. And it's newer, too.
When I tell you, you know what the most popular car on Turo is?
What?
Teslas.
Yeah.
Every Teslas were up and down.
Because of the gas. Yeah.
But Teslas were the most expensive thing to rent. They like the thing I rented was a 2014 Chevy Traverse.
Okay,
you know what I mean, and it already
good size SUV.
Had 100,000 miles on it, so in my head, I'm thinking maybe Buddy's already paid this off, and he's just making extra money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he made $270 off of me.
You know, with a what year was it, Ken?
2014.
25. Okay, yeah, you probably got 100,000 on there. I was gonna say, with that high a mileage, there's a good chance he's been running that car, renting it out for how long? You know?
Yeah.
Mike, you renting your car out?
Yeah, if you want a deal on a 2003 PT Cruiser with no matching rims, you can go ahead and hit me up. I'll hook you up with that. Or if you want a 2011 Nissan Versa hatchback that misfires on the ones and twos, you hit me up. I can hook you up with that. But if you want to rent my 2022 Nissan Rogue, you can go. That's my first ever. That's the first ever brand new thing I bought myself. And mind you, I bought it at the worst time to buy a new car, because everybody's like, you don't want to pay for it. Everything. It's like housing market right now. I'm like, you know what? You're right. But man, I want a new car. I always thought everybody has marks in their life. And for me, buying something that no one else had ever touched or driven was like a big deal for me in my life. I don't have much going on, but once I got to the point that I could do that and feed my kids and have a roof over their head, I'm like, oh, this is what success feels like. So yeah, no, you can't have that one yet. I barely get to drive that one. You know, the kids are up north with baby's mama right now, so I've been driving to work every day, and I feel a little VIP-ish. I ain't got to lie. Being in a car that you don't have to keep the foot on the gas to keep it running at stoplights, it makes you feel like a rich man.
True. You walk in a little different, Mike. I was going to say something to you, but
Hey, James, he's parking in the show that's nominated for the Emmy, that's been selected for the Emmy parking spot.
Yeah, well, he is.
Well, if the Emmy nominated show people showed up on time, I wouldn't have the front spot.
Ooh.
Yo, man, Jeff Kaufman, are you renting your car out to Turo?
Not to save my kid's life.
No. Wow.
No way.
Damn.
That's like, you know, I firmly establish my butt print in my seat.
I hear you, brother. Talk about it.
When somebody's been driving my car, I'm like, wait a second. Somebody did something in my chair. I don't know what you did, but my butt has figured this chair out perfectly. Mm-hmm. And if anything screws with my butt comfort, I'm out. Mm-hmm.
What are you driving nowadays, Jeff? What's in your fleet?
Nice Jeep. A Jeep.
I think I've seen the Jeep. And you got a bike. You got a bike too, right?
My Harley's the same way. You ain't get my Harley either. Mm-hmm. I drive a Jeep Mojave, which is a beast.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't look like the pizza trucks. You know, when the Jeep came out with that pickup and they looked like these little pizza trucks. I said, I'm not doing this. I went to the Jeep dealership. I said, I don't like it. He goes, look at this one. I go, what the hell is this thing? And I got behind, I drove around the block. He goes, just drive it. I go, I don't want to drive it. Drive it. Mm-hmm. And he knew that I would feel like a boss in this thing and I would have to have it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you don't drive my, you're not driving my Jeep. I don't care. You'll get $2,000. I don't care. You ain't getting it. That's my baby. You know when you get it? When I'm done with it. That's when you get
there
it.
There you go. Man, Talk about it.
This thing is nice. What color is yours, Jeff? This thing nice.
Ooh, it's nice. It's kind of like Harley Davidson colors. It's like a gray and orange. Yeah. And desert rated. It can go 75 miles an hour through the desert, you know, and all I got to do is have it survive I-4.
Well, I tell you this, I will rent out the Corolla. Corolla is a 2021. I will rent out the Corolla. And it's funny. I can't believe she said this, but my wife was like, sure, if I wasn't doing anything with the Audi to make extra money, I would rent my Audi out. And I was I was shocked, James. I was shocked. And she said she would rent. But she loved Turo. She's the one who told me, well, one of her line sisters told her about Turo. Then she told me about it. And she said, it's a great idea because you got to think about it. If you got a car like the guy that I got my car from, which his car has to be paid off, and it's paid off, and you're putting in $275 for the weekend for 3 days.
But yeah, you do so many miles on it.
But the thing is, it's a 2014. He's gotten the use out of it. He probably has another vehicle. Yeah, this is just the one that's paid off.
This one even parked in his house. This is parked at. I'm going to assume it was his job. It was a working building.
Yeah.
I didn't go to his house, so it was parked right outside of. I'm assuming it was his job. So you're not going to his house. So he probably do got a car.
But I'm talking about
weekend with a car. So
yeah, but I'm talking about like with you and your 2021 Corolla or the wife's Audi. Like, how would you feel if you rented it out and came back with 4,000 extra miles? That's not worth $250.
And a ding glass.
It's not, but the thing about it is that's his fault because you can change it from unlimited miles to
You can only would put a lock on. You wouldn't be doing unlimited.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a lock. Yeah,
you didn't imagine somebody was going cross country in his car in 3 days.
Yeah, because I can imagine some people be renting out luxury cars like the one you have, Ken, just for a night out in the town or a prom or like for a day, a night out. Or something
and
like
I've
that.
Seen the Turo commercials. And it's like the one I just saw was the mom and daughter picked up a Porsche from a guy and they went out like a mom daughter date in a Porsche.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I heard
Did you see the TikTok, though, where the guy was tracking his Tesla that he rented through Turo and ended up in the back of some like what are those called? The like when all the warehouses and stuff like that, when they're like the garages
industrial
and the
area.
Industrial area. And the guy had the Tesla stripped down when they showed up. And they're like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I was just before I took it on the road, I was just checking to make sure it was safe. But it was like the fender was off, parts were off. Because they're going in there and they're taking out parts that you won't notice and putting in crap parts, giving it back, and then selling off those authorized parts. Why would you risk that, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. That's nutty. Well,
know what I'm renting this weekend? I am renting a Tesla, bro. Taking all the
ripping it down.
Hey, man, we got to get up out of here, man. We've had an amazing week this week, man. Once again, this weekend, make sure you go to the Orlando Improv and check out Yamanika Sanders. She will be at the Improv. She couldn't be on the show this week. It was so late notice. I will be at McCurdy's Comedy Club in Sarasota, Florida this weekend. James, where you going to be at this weekend, brother?
I will not be at McCurdy's Comedy Club, just by the way. So y'all know. I'll be at the theater in Inverness, Florida. I'll be performing there Friday night.
Nice, nice. Mike Curley here. Where you at this weekend, brother?
I went from featuring for Yamanika Sanders to hosting for Yamanika Sanders. Now I don't even think I can get a ticket to the show. So, you know, I'm going to be – what I'm saying is if you're listening, you want to book me this weekend. Kids are out of town, man. I can do a show. I can just give me a show, man. I just show.
You and I are taking the Tasty Freeze across the street. We're putting them out of business.
There you go.
Jeff, where you at this weekend, my man?
I'm doing Under Oath. You can listen to us on broadcast on 104.1. You can go to your favorite podcast, Spotify, Apple, whatever. Mm-hmm. Also, we're preparing for the Thor movie. So hit me up at contest@coffinlynn.com for a free pair of tickets. We're bringing about 500 people. It's going to be fun for next Thursday night. So
nice. Woo! Well, we got to get up out of here. It is 4th of July weekend. So you guys enjoy your 4th of July weekend. We will see you Monday. I'm Ken Miller. That's James John, Mike Hurley, Jeff Coffin from Coffin and Land Studios and the Under Oath Podcast, and our friend Miguel Colon Jr., who could not be here. You guys have a blessed and safe weekend. And James, like I always say, God bless you and
good night.